Good to have you back here on the program as we continue our deep dive into this reckless weaponization of the Justice Department under the guise of, well, Donald Trump took classified records. Well, there's one big problem with that. Donald Trump can declassify, well, he could, as president, declassify anything at any time. Anything at any time. Well, you've got these documents you're not supposed to have. Says who? Are they classified? The librarians at the National Archives, or whatever we called this, the National Archives and Records Administration, N-A-R-A, NARA. It's a funny way to spell Karen, but there it is. Now, even on CNN, they are saying that if this is a records violation, it doesn't support what happened. The experts on CNN say, whoa, way out of line. Listen.
I think one thing everyone agrees on is there are a lot of questions here, Paul. A lot of questions. There are not a lot more answers to come. We've heard a lot about the Presidential Records Act now and have for quite some time. If this becomes a Presidential Records Act violation, not more, do you think it is enough to warrant all of this?
No, it's not enough to warrant all this. And this is a daring and dangerous move by the Department of Justice to serve a warrant on a former president and to raid his personal residence.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up. There is no there. Which they say, like I say on Morning Joe, which is just code for I need more whiskey in my coffee on that program, which is fine. They can drink all they want. I don't care. Law professor Jonathan Turley, meanwhile, says the raid on Mar-a-Lago was totally out of control. And Jonathan Turley is a liberal, an admitted liberal, somebody who supported Hillary Clinton, admittedly. But he's also an honest guy. He has integrity. And he tells the truth about matters of the law and matters of real consequence to America, like raiding a former president's home with really no reason at all except to rifle through his stuff and break open his safe. You know, when the Democrats had their office raided back in, 1972, at a hotel called the Watergate, the Republicans got in big trouble for pulling that raid and looking at all the Democrat material. Don't you wonder if maybe the left went into Donald Trump's house to rifle around and see what he's up to as far as running for re-election in 2024? But this time they did it under the guise of, oh, you took some papers you weren't supposed to. Really? That's what you're going with? Anyhow, here's Jonathan Turley.
Well, it's unprecedented on a number of levels, the most obvious being that no president has ever been subject to this type of raid. It's also rare under this particular law. The Presidential Records Act is not a heavily enforced law. It is rarely used for criminal prosecution. Indeed, even in the most egregious past cases, punishment has been relatively light. You know, you had the Sandy Berger case, yes, where you had the former national security advisor who removed material in his socks. It was clearly intentional. He dropped it at a spot where he could recover it later. And Berger didn't serve any jail time. He didn't even have his clearance permanently removed. He was allowed to plead to a misdemeanor. So it's a little bit of a disconnect to see this type of heavy-handed raid occurring.
And this is why, my friends, we have little or no faith in the FBI anymore. The FBI that had proof of Hillary Clinton actually taking classified information when she was not qualified to do so. Hillary Clinton, who erased 33,000 emails and then acid washed her computers and destroyed her phones. That Hillary Clinton, she was never raided. Hunter Biden, who has taken in millions of dollars in very dubious deals with Russia, China, Ukraine, God only knows who else. Did he pay taxes on that money? Did Jim Biden, Joe's brother, pay taxes? Did Joe Biden take a 10% cut, or in some cases half, as we've read on the emails that are now verified in Hunter Biden's laptop? Well, wouldn't you like to know? Because I certainly would, but the FBI will never find out for you. They'll never raid any of these people. They've had Hunter's laptop since, 2019. But don't worry. They're as pure as the driven snow. I know because Christopher Wray said so just recently while testifying in Congress. Listen to this.
I feel very strongly, and I have communicated consistently since I started as director, that our folks need to make sure that they're not just doing the right thing, that they're doing it in the right way, and that they avoid even the appearance of bias or lack of objectivity. And in fact, one of the things I did, which to my knowledge had never been done before at the FBI, was in 2018, I pulled together and I started at the top, which in my experience, and somebody in law enforcement, it never works that way. I started at the top and I brought the 250 or so very top people in the FBI from one corner of the globe to the other for a full day stand down at Quantico, where the whole focus of the message, and we heard from the inspector general, we heard from a judge, we heard from the people who enforced the Hatch Act, the whole focus
I know you did,
the importance of the
appearance. But you wouldn't do something like this. This man had been with the FBI for 25 years. He's now on leave. He did this kind of stuff as recently as last month. Do you know how this looks to the American people?
I will tell you that what you're describing is not representative of the FBI that I see up close every day in this country, where I see patriots working their tails off
and
with tremendous integrity and objectivity.
I agree with that and have said that to you repeatedly. But you're killing yourselves.
You're killing yourselves. He's right about that. Senator John Kennedy calling a spade a spade. You guys are out of control. You look terrible. And I wonder what John Kennedy will say the next time he sees the dishonest, dishonorable Christopher Wray. I look forward to that conversation, don't you? I'll take a quick break here. Christina Bob on the way. My conversation with Trump's lawyer who was on hand at Mar-a-Lago for several hours on Monday. That's straight ahead here on the Steve Gruber Show.